Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock. Do the hammerlock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammerlock.
Do the hammerlock. Everybody's doing it. Oh, whoa. Hi there, my friends. It appears you've stumbled on a little old edition of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things Brian, your host, your pal, Wrestling Art dude, and I'm here to have a little bit of a chat with you. I'm up at the property in the hills. I am a hill person, I guess. We've got all these little cicada bugs in the background that I've spoken about on previous editions of the show. I've done my best to try to improve the audio from these little dudes, but sometimes they're just there. So if you hear a weird little thing in the background, that's just some bugs. So I hope that's not too annoying for you. Maybe I shouldn't have made mention of it. I don't know. But have a very fun little episode of the show today for you. I do these little things called Wrestling Club with Chris Things at my favourite local bar, my favourite bar in the whole wide world, The Scratch. I love a little dive bar in beautiful Milton, Brisbane, Queensland. And I feel so lucky to get to do these things. I basically have everyone, you know, come out. I'll curate a special playlist of my favorite wrestling for everyone in the bar to enjoy, and I just feel so lucky to get to do this stuff. So you know, I figure why not, I make, you know, when I do these things, I make a little special episode of it for the podcast. We have some different things on the podcast, you know. We've got a match of the week series. I'm always trying to get caught up on the match of the week stuff. We've got our wrestling artist episodes from time to time. So, you know, I think about that now. I'm like, man, we have some one of those to catch up on. A few of those, actually. I have to have a think about that. Wonder who I might have the show on again to. I love getting to talk to other artists about their art practice, you know. It shouldn't always be about me all the time. So hopefully we'll line up one of those for you in the near future. But yeah, for today, let's lean into this Wrestling Club gimmick, right? So I had our All Lucha edition, one of that, a couple weeks back, lining up with the big opening night of my current solo art show that also just happens to be on the walls of The Scratch, which I've spoken quite a bit with you guys about the last few weeks. Kind of took over my life there for a bit. And then more recently, this past Sunday, we had another special edition of Wrestling Club, our first ever Sunday night edition, which was cool. Had a nice little sort of, you know, Sunday sesh kind of vibe about it. And it also lined up to be sort of the hangover of the big AEW Grand Slam show that took place in Brisbane. So that was pretty cool, you know. It's like, you don't necessarily think of Brisbane in terms of the overall wrestling world very often. So, you know, there was a bunch of things where a lot of people thought probably would have been better to have AEW's first ever show in Melbourne or Sydney. Probably would have been better for ticket sales as well. But I think there was something very cool about getting to have the first ever AEW show in Brisbane. So I thought I'd make sure I'd come on and talk about that. You know, that's pretty front of mind for me. You know, I think there's a few things that were quite significant about that. You know, I got to go there in person. I want to say a big thank you to one of my dear friends, Dunkzilla, Mark Davis. He hooked me up with a ticket for that one. Very, very much appreciate that. And I got to see Davis wrestle for the first time in what feels like ages. You know, on this show, Davis's first match in AEW in his hometown, in his home country, which I think was super cool to see. He got to wrestle Tommy Knight, who is you know, been a real good wrestler for Wrestle Rampage, I believe, down in Adelaide for a long while. That company had been associated with Rad Wrestling for a lot of time. That was the home of Jonah Rock, or Bronson Reed, as some of you might know, as well as Elliot Sexton, or I think he went on to be Duke Hudson, and a whole bunch of other Rad wrestlers over the years. So it was super cool to get to see Davis work another Australian dude. They had a match on the ROH tapings. And it was rad. It was just big old boys, hard-hitting match. I'd highly recommend everyone check that one if you'd like. And then, of course, we also had, you know, Tony Storm, who, you know, I go back with a little bit back to my wrestling days a million years ago. You know, like, I was lucky enough when I was doing my heel gimmick towards the end of my getting too many concussions, we had one of the first ever kind of like intergender matches back in the day in Brisbane, when we had wrestling in the old tribal theater, with this old cinema that Mel Gibson in fact used to own. We kitted it out, and we had you know, burlesque and wrestling, and I love those shows. You know, I got to sort of be you know, it was probably the coolest time, honestly, in my wrestling days, you know, going from wrestling in you know, shitty community halls and stuff, and to getting to wrestle in that kind of a venue and do something different. You know, I remember that match with Tony. It was kind of the early days of, you know, intergender kind of stuff. And I just remember her being so, like, open to just, like, do whatever. And I had this idea to, like, let's make it almost like a revenge movie kind of a match, you know, in the same way, almost like, imagine like Death Proof, but do that in the form of a wrestling match, you know, culminating in Tony just like kicking me in the balls a whole bunch. And yeah, I remember that being a lot of fun, and it's so cool now to think of like this crazy success that Tony's had, and I absolutely love that match that she had with Mariah in the main event of that show. The whole Timeless Tony Storm deal, like, I, you know, originally it was a bit too much for me in some ways, a bit maybe too comedic, but I think she's done a fantastic job in completely committing to that character, and it feeling authentic and doing it, you know, right. And there's nothing really else in wrestling that's quite like that. And man, I can't say enough good things about how cool that big angle was of like the return of Timeless Toni Storm after this whole like ruse of her kind of forgetting herself and everything. You know, sometimes that stuff walks the line with me a little bit, where it's like a little bit too sticky. But I thought it was great. I thought it was such an amazing intensity. And then yeah, the match itself, the same. I thought it was everything it should have been in it, and it really felt like wrestling to me, you know. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about that. So it was a very cool night at the AEW Grand Slam show. It was also cool because I got to like see so many different people and meet so many different people, run into so many people that I've known. You know, I guess this Brisbane wrestling thing kind of brings us all together in a way. So I got to go there with, you know, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Josh, who I used to be my tag team wrestling brother, in fact. He came up from Sydney for it. I got to have cousin Ben there along for the ride. I got to catch up with Ricky Otomi, who's another one of my dear friends there, and then you know, all the different people who've supported my art that I got to see there. Of course, our wrestling club member Joe, got to see him, and man, I love Joe, and Joe actually sent me a picture that just warmed my heart so much. I thought I had to make mention of this. So of all things, the person who Joe happened to be sitting behind just happened to be wearing a Chris Things 2024 t-shirt. So apparently this dude came up from Melbourne, I believe, and he must have bought this and saw me at a Lucha Fantastica show, and man, he is so enamored by that, of all things, seeing a Chris Things shirt in the wild like that. Dude, man, that was absolutely so lovely. I'm still very tickled about that, and you know, thank you out there. Yeah, both to you, sir, and anyone who's you know, supported the Chris Things over the years. Big time appreciation there for that. But yeah, it was a very nice night. And yeah, by the sounds of it, AEW coming back to Australia, so that's a good thing. And yeah. Then we got onto Wrestling Club the following night, and that was very cool timing because I got to sort of, you know, catch up with everybody. We had a little bit of a debrief about you know, some of the things the prior night, our favorite bits and pieces, and yeah, and I just played a bunch of weird, wacky wrestling. So in a little bit, I'll get into that playlist. I got some audio for you from the night. Got my little intro speech. Got, you know, we actually went around the room at the end and asked everybody's favorite matches from the playlist and what it was that they liked about them, which is just so wholesome. I really do adore, you know, the fact that these wrestling club nights that we, you know, get to, that the community element has really felt like it's become a significant thing. You get there and, you know, people remember one another from the previous events. You know, this past one we did trivia, which was super fun. We went around the room and I came up with the idea for the trivia part of this evening. It was what was it? Oh yeah, the most so ostentatiously named wrestling moves was the theme here. So we started out and I said, all right, so every round we have to either meet the level of ostentatiousness of the previous one or exceed it. We always have to slowly work our way up as we go on, and then everyone else in the room was sort of a sounding board on whether that was or was not the case. It started off with the Irish Whip, Dan O'Mahony's signature move back in the day, I believe. It went up from there, and I just seeing people's passion for wrestling and celebrating wrestling nerddom is really what it's all about. That's what this podcast is about. You know, that's what my whole art practice is about, basically. And one of the other really cool parts about this wrestling club night is I started it out, and so the best thing about it is I feel like wrestling club now, at the scratch, is kind of like Arena Mexico. It's like, Chris, where are you going with this? But I say that insofar as we've got our hardcores, our diehard wrestling club members, and then we've got our tourists who just happen to be at the bar, who are there, you know, just happen to be at the scratch having a beer. I'm like, oh, it's wrestling night. All right, what's going on with this wrestling thing? So I get to both play stuff that is, you know, it's always meant to be stuff that's sort of like has a special place in my heart, and I'm enthusiastic to share that with people. But it's so cool getting to see the reactions of both the hardcore devotee wrestling club members, who I love you guys, and then also getting to see how just the people that just happen to be in this bar, who probably don't necessarily have that much of an idea of what wrestling is, how they react to it. And I started out the first match of the night. It was a match that I love from 1991, Toshiaki Kawada versus Akira Taue. Kind of the match that, you know, it was in the original Way of the Blade book. Phil Schneider had some wonderful things to say about the tremendous match. Bloody, intense, just everything I love about wrestling. Also, kind of like the kickoff to what would become the Holy Demon Army, like one of the greatest tag teams in all of Japanese wrestling in the 90s of Taue and Kawato. But yeah, the idea of me getting to show Akira Taue and Toshiaki Kawada to a room full of people who have no idea what this is, and just to see their reactions, that was one of the coolest parts. And also when we get to the main event, when I run through that of the playlist, yeah, that was one that also was super fun to see people's just honest, genuine reactions to when they might not know that much about wrestling, and that's a beautiful thing. Celebrating the magic of wrestling to people that know everything there is to know about it and love going down those rabbit holes, and you know, just as much magic of people who might not have that level of deep connection, but are just like, what the heck is this? Beautiful in both ways. I'll get onto that shortly. This weekend, I'm prepping up. I'm trying to get mentally ready. It's my first ever in-person, art tabling event of the year coming up. I'm back on the road. This Saturday, I'm in Melbourne. I'm flying down, crashing at Ben's house again, as I was saying last week when we had Ben on the show. I'm looking forward to getting back out there, to enjoying Lucha Fantastica, to hawking my wares, to having some great chats with all sorts of people who might come over to my hard table, be like, what is this nonsense, and have some wrestling chats. Just, you know, I'm looking forward to it, actually. Like, I'm sort of in the process of packing my bags and all that sort of fun logistical stuff, But no, I'm super stoked to be getting back into it, and I'm honestly looking forward to getting to see everyone, and also seeing what Señor Fantástico has in store for us. With these shows, sort of were based around Valentine's Day, so the theme is love battle. So I'm looking forward to checking out just what Lucha Fantástico does with that amazing concept. For, you know, this Saturday. And the other cool things, Collingwood Town Hall, apparently the night show is already sold out. So I'm very happy to see that. Lucha Fantástico does a great job of just celebrating the weird beauty that is Lucha in a Australian wrestling context, and bring a little bit of that Lucha Libre magic to, again, the coolest part is not necessarily people that are like wrestling hardcores. People more on the fringes who like the idea of wrestling more so than you know, watching SmackDown and Dynamite and Collision and Main Event and all this stuff every single week. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think I touched on it last time. I got my first wrestling poster design done this last week. That was a cool job to do for the great guys at Red Castle Entertainment. Their big Viva Briz Vegas show that's going to be taking place at Crowbar this coming April. I was stoked to do that. The main dude on the poster, he's a crazy cool Australian wrestler called Gore, the Snuff Daddy Gore. That's his official name, and what a character! He's got a rad mask, just a wild man, weirdo gimmick, and had a lot of fun playing around with that visually for the poster. I shared that in my stories the other day. I'll probably do a proper post to promote the show in a little bit, but it was very cool and honored to, you know, have someone reach out to me, a company reach out to me and say, hey, we would like you to do a poster for us, and that being my first wrestling poster I've done in many years. So hopefully I get to do more of that kind of stuff in the future. Got some lovely compliments about the poster itself from some of the different people involved with the company, which was super nice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so I think we are at a place where perhaps we're ready to go for some wrestling club. I'll throw over to my speech. It was nice just talking to you guys. You know, I like these solo editions of the show where we just get to, you know, have a little chat. Might be a one-sided chat, but, you know, a chat nonetheless. I think it's pretty nice. Alright guys, let's throw over to the wrestling club from the night in question. I'll do my intro speech, I'll then run over the lineup, and then we'll get to everyone's thoughts. Alright, let's go. Wrestling club number 7. I'm so stoked to see everyone here today. This is an excellent turnout for our first ever Sunday Wrestling Club. I'm especially happy to see some guests here. This is delightful. I'm very excited to catch up with you later on and talk about like last night's AEW show. I think that'll be super fun. We've got some trivia coming up in the middle portion this evening, so we've got a fun little thing for us to go around the room again, and we've got the winner getting a free beer on the house of the scratch. I have some fun stuff ready to go for you guys, as always. The whole thing of this is eclectic, weird, and wonderful wrestling. It's a love letter to the wrestling nerd in me that used to download wrestling and just have no friends, and then, you know, now wrestling kind of is fun. So I'm happy to be able to share that enthusiasm with everyone today. Business side of things, I have my art prints and calendars and such here. If anyone wants to buy anything, just hit me up. I've got my little P-square so we can put that through. But the main thing, let's enjoy some wrestling together tonight, guys. Woo!
All right.
So here we are. Let's run through the playlist for everybody. Now, if you would like to watch this for yourself, you can. I'm pleased to let you know. All you have to do is sign up on the contact page, christhings.com.au/contact. There's a little web form there that you can sign up for the newsletter. And in that newsletter, when I finally get around to sending it out, I always include all of the links and the playlist and the dates and all of that stuff for you guys to be able to play along at home. So I just sent out the one for my All Lucha edition of Wrestling Club, which I was super stoked with. I'll have that one for this evening coming up for everyone in the coming weeks as soon as I get around to it. But to run through it with you now, what was played on the night, as I mentioned earlier, we started out with some All Japan 1991 goodness. January 15th, it was Toshiaki Kawada versus Akira Taue in a match that I just can't say enough good things about. We then moved on to weird little UK retail VHS release of the WWF Best of Hulkamania. A little bit of an intro bit, some weird wrestling toy ads and that kind of stuff. I love including the weird little bits and pieces for everybody. Then we jumped over to a match that I adore. It was actually the preview match for the big ECW Barely Legal Michinoku Pro match. So this being the one that took place on Hardcore TV just before It was at, I believe, in Massachusetts or something, in this weird little amazing sort of theatre hall. Again, we get the Michinoku Pro All-Star team of Grand Naniwa, Grand Hamada, which was very important for me to include some Grand Hamada here after his recent passing. Big fan of Grand Hamada and great Sasuke, who I also love, against Terry Boy, Dick Togo, and Taka Michinoku of Kaientai DX in just an incredible Michinoku Pro six-man tag. We then go to a bit of Portland Wrestling. I was so stoked to get in and support Portland Wrestling for the first time at Wrestling Club. So I started out with an amazing opening and car commercial and such. Then we got in at some Buddy Rose, baby. I'm a big fan of Buddy Rose, man. So it was super cool. I played this incredible highlight video of Buddy Rose tanning in Hawaii and just getting off of jet planes and stuff. Before we go into the epic, amazing feud between Buddy Rose and Matt Bourne, in those early 80s years where Buddy Rose married Matt Bourne's sister and then very publicly divorced her thereafter. We got that great like tag team between Buddy Rose and Matt Bourne I think it was actually Matt Bourne that turned on him, and then an epic series of matches that just captures so much of the beauty of territorial wrestling that I really adore. We actually had some appearances that had on a local talk show that was quite incredible. And then jumping over to something completely different, we get Perry Saturn against Chris Kanyon from WCW Thunder, July 16th of 1998. Two super duper underrated wrestlers from that late 90s WCW period. Big fan of both Saturn and Kanyon there. We then got a batshit insane Terry Funk promo where he sped in on a pickup and cut a promo on in Funk Country, the Double Cross Ranch somewhere. Just one of the most batshit insane Terry Funk promos I've ever seen. Then we go on to some FMW goodness with Terry teaming with Tarzan Goto against The Sheik, who I believe was in his early 60s at this point, and his nephew Sabu. That one took place in August 22nd, 1993. Tremendous little match there. Highly recommended. We then get a Dusty Rhodes promo from Georgia Championship Wrestling from 1981. Not cutting a promo specifically on anyone, just sort of general vibes, general Dusty Rhodes goodness. It was just tremendous. And we then get one of my favorite matches of all time. We got some Ring of Honor goodness, Ring of Honor Road to the Title. It is that match, everybody. The match that changed everything, I think. Amazing Red against Low Key. Two just Puerto Rican boys, just, man, like making a statement and changing the wrestling world. And just a match that match lit up the bar. Guys, like everyone there, all the bar staff were watching it. It was so cool for me to see. I love that match, highly recommended. We then get a Boogie Bass commercial from late night ECW TV of a dancing fish that you can buy if you call a certain phone number. Tremendous. I played way more of that commercial than I needed to. It was about 3 minutes of dancing fish infomercials there for everyone before we got to our main event of the evening. Taking place in Gaia, one of the greatest, most insane Joshi matches you ever did see in your life. It was Aja Kong versus Kaoru from February 13th, 2000. If you know this match, you would not forget it. If you haven't seen this match, please do yourself a favor. But this match was something. This was actually gone through some matches and preparing stuff when Ben and I were staying at my folks' house, the number four back in Brisbane. Played this one, and my mum, of all people, was like, all right, that's the one that needs to be included. So this match is so bloody and violent that took me by surprise a little bit. I'm like, Mum, I didn't know you were such a freak. But I was happy to see it. I guess I get it from somewhere. But yeah, this was a match that just, I feel both the wrestling club people, who I think I've done a nice little introduction to the world of classic Joshi for everybody. I just adore it. So I'm happy to share that passion with everybody, but especially the people that just happened to be at the bar. I overheard someone saying, I don't know if it was like a couple like on a date or something who just happened to be at the bar, but the girl, I remember her said something like, I felt things when I watched that. Like, man, that was so cool. You definitely feel things when you watch this match. I don't think I've ever seen a match that has such a guttural level of intensity, of hate, of physicality. This is one of those pro wrestling matches that just makes you feel something that's even more than professional wrestling. It's the best way I could probably put it into words. But tremendous match. That was our night. Let's chuck back to the bar in question and see what everyone thought and what their favourite matches were. Including, I was super stoked to get to have my aforementioned tag team wrestling brother, Josh, there for his first ever wrestling club to see in person. And we hear a little bit from Josh there as well. So let us throw back to the scratch for this Wrestling Club special. Wrestling Club number 7. Try to give a bit of eclectic, all sorts of magic going on, all the things I like about wrestling. So I'm now very intrigued to go around the room. Let's see what everyone dug the most. So we'll start out with Bradley over here. What do you think, sir? What was your favourite bit of tonight's nonsense?
Chris, you stacked the deck. This is it's not fair to a bunch of really good matches. But it's obviously amazing Red versus Loki.
Like, yes.
I'm not going to not pick the Loki match, even though there's like four other matches there that I'm like, but probably that one also.
So what were the runners up, just for our interest?
Kawada Taue.
Yeah.
The six-man tag match, which is like a Dragon Gate tag match, but 10 years earlier. The surprised by how much I enjoyed Saturn and Canyon.
Nice.
And then your main event was obviously, that was a fantastic match.
Yeah.
Okay. Very happy to hear that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bradley. We now move over to Josh. Your first ever wrestling club.
Yeah.
This is my, a million years ago when I used to be a wrestler, this was my tag team partner, my brother, Josh Hayes of the Hayes Brothers. and I'm so stoked you're up from Sydney and you got to come here and hang out with us tonight. So
yeah, I'm glad to be
thanks
here.
Thanks for coming, dude.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What do you think? What were your favourite bits?
Ooh, I gotta say, I think the last one, Aja Kong versus Kaoru, was probably my favourite, but like Brad said, there's so many good ones. I think Kawada and Tao was probably my second favourite. The
so
Michi
much
Pro.
Fun in that one.
Michi Pro, Lex Luger, Eddie Guerrero. I'm a big Eddie Guerrero guy. The OG ROH matches were just so good. Like, such a blast from the past. And, like, I'm pretty sure I've seen that one.
Yeah.
The low key amazing red match before
such
and just been like, that's. Yeah, low key was just so.
It was
like,
intense.
At the top of his game, too, like when I had started wrestling. And, like, I remember one of my first big matches was in, what's the tournament we used to have? I forgot the name last night.
Rise
of the Warriors. And I had a match against Brad. And we were practicing some stuff backstage. And it was a couple of kicks and going under. And he was very kindly showing me some counters to some stuff, and we were going over it, and I was like, we were practicing it in the dressing room, and I just there was this one spot that I just kept screwing up, and he was like, if you screw this up in the match, I'm gonna kick you so fucking hard.
That's exactly what Loki would have done.
I was like,
friend.
That's so low-key coded. But yeah, no, amazing, really good selection, Chris. Thank you
so much for being part of it, dude. Alright guys, I was so stoked you guys were able to make it. What a lovely little surprise. This worked out so great.
So, came in for the AEW show yesterday.
Excellent.
from California. Stumbled upon this. This has been fucking fantastic. This has been so awesome. Terry Funk is my all-time favorite.
Oh,
so
dude, that the, is yeah, basically yes. the hero of this wrestling club
Ichiban
every single night.
Forever, forever. Yes, Ichiban number one. So like the FM, you know, Frontier Marshall. Oh, it was a fantastic match.
Oh man,
but
just batshit insanity.
Oh,
right?
Batshit insanity. Him versus the Sheik, but the trivia with the names and with just how ridiculous wrestling is, I fucking loved it.
Oh,
that was my
dude.
Favorite part, mate. Yeah.
Oh, that's so yeah. nice.
I have respect for your Schadenfreude shirt now, knowing that you're from California.
Number one Chris Brooks fan, Neo Etor Respect Army. Like,
I've got a
I love it.
I've got the hoodie with the white writing.
Fuck yeah, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
So sick. And what a great theme music for Schadenfreude, man. The Fly, oh my gosh.
So good.
So good. Yeah. I'm so happy you guys got to just like happen to be here. That's what this is all about, you know? Like, we do this, people wander in, they're like, what the shit's on here? What is this? And then we, yeah, lovely. No,
this has been a fantastic Sunday night, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
Made me so happy. Yeah. Thanks, guys. All right. What do we got over here, guys? Two of our OG members here.
I would say I enjoyed the Aja Kong versus Karu match. I love matches that make a story out of something like a table or just any weapon or working a limb or anything. Just making a self-contained story in a match. And
like, how can you tell such a story with a piece of wood?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's so
the
good.
The same piece of wood.
Yeah. And yeah, also shout out to Amazing Red versus Loki. They're just
were you familiar
incredible.
With that one beforehand?
I haven't seen that one. No.
Awesome.
But, yeah, love Amazing Red.
Yeah, I did love the Aja Kong and Kawaru one. That was probably my favorite. But I did love the ECW Barely Legal. The 3v3 was like. Hectic, crazy, love that as well.
Oh,
yeah,
so good. I love that one because it obviously set the path for like so much stuff that would come and follow that sort of general map, I guess. And then everyone would like build upon that. But yeah, I feel like it really broke the mold in a really interesting way. And then, you know, this I was telling some of the guys that like, you watch some of the spots in that match and you're like, oh, I can see where the like Motor City Machine Guns got this from, or you know, a lot of these kind of things. And yeah, I adore that match. There's so much to love, but yeah. Thanks, guys. What do you got, my dude? Your first time wrestling?
Yeah, Jaden, first time here. Gotta be Aja Kong and Kawaru. Like, I started watching New Japan like 2015, 2016. Watched the G1 tournaments and, like, just fell in love with, like, strong style, like, Japanese wrestling. Kawada as well at the start was really good fun.
Oh, yeah. That was officially my first ever Kawada match Wrestling Club. It was very important to me that we had, like, a significant Kawada match to start it off because he's one of my very much favorite wrestlers. And the Holy Demon Army has got to be one of the greatest tag teams in the history of Japanese wrestling. So getting to see right at the start, like these two partners just beefing it out in the most hate-filled manner possible. When I was putting together this playlist, I wanted to sort of sandwich it with two matches that had a lot of emotion and blood and pain, you know, everything, all the good things about wrestling. So I'm like, let's start it out with Kawada and Taue. Finish it up with that just crazy Aja Kong Karu match. Have some wild shit in between. That was my general thoughts, but it makes me very happy that both of those things appealed to people.
Nice.
All right, now I'll turn it around to Joe, the recorder man here. Finish it up. What do you think, my friend?
I'll be alarmingly on brand, and Aja Kong Karu is Joshi Wrestling, I guess, is my jam now, because every time we watch a match, it's just my favourite one, so that by far was just killer, unbelievable. Those girls just smacked the shit out of each other, and I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's beautiful. So in a purely platonic, non-sexual way, to be very clear, there's not a kink involved, but it's just so incredible. But that's
hopefully
it. That's mine.
I created a bunch of, like, fiendish creeps tonight with this.
It's just their willingness to, like, just slug it out. Like.
Oh, man. It's just, I don't know. It's just, like, a timelessness of when people lean into doing this thing as hard and painfully as possible. I'm like, there's nothing you can do but respect it. So, I mean, some people could watch it and be like, oh, that was too dangerous, that was too this, that was too that. But to me, that was the highest part of the art form of this really cool thing that is professional wrestling. All right, thank you so much, everybody. All right, there we go. The night that was, I don't know. I hope everyone digs sort of been brought into this live little old wrestling club thing. Wonder if this might stay as a bit of a you know, special edition of the show. Whenever we have these wrestling club nights, I'll do my best to capture as much audio as we can. But yeah, thanks so much everybody for coming along. I can't wait for our next one. I'll keep everyone posted on Instagram.com/ChrisThings. And yeah, I'm so grateful to The Scratch, as always, for having me there, for having my art up on the walls. And this weekend as well, they have their big weekend of Tartness event that they got me to do the special commemorative t-shirt of. So I'll be sharing that with everybody as well. But just my honor to do that. My honor to have my stuff at The Scratch. My honor to get to do these wrestling clubs at The Scratch. You'll rock. Thank you. But that brings us about to a close of this week's episode. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank everyone for playing along. You know, whether you're reading these newsletters, or whether you're just listening to the podcast, or whether you're digging the match of the week stuff, or just whatever art that I happen to do, whether you're someone I might have met at one of these different events, no matter what it is, I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. You guys make this happen. You guys are the reason why I make this art, and why I do these different harebrained schemes that I've got going. But yeah, I'm having fun, and you guys are the reason. So a heartfelt thank you there. Let's say a big old thank you as well to the great team at Social Suplex. SocialSuplex.com, the home of this wrestling podcast and a variety of other rad wrestling podcasts, from Keeping It Strong Style, One Nation Radio, the Trish and Sarah podcast, Imps WWE Adventure, the AEW Match Recommendation podcast, All Things Elite. We've got Tunnel Talk, we've got all the things. If that sounds like you need more wrestling audio in your life, jump on it, enjoy. And I sincerely thank the great team at Social Suplex for letting me do this thing, and for just being so cool about giving a platform for people to just ramble nonsense into a microphone. You know, to have people listen to it. I think that's a cool thing. I think that's a cool thing. We're opening things up. We're creating connection, creating community. And I think that's what this is all about. If you ever want to reach out and say hi and let me know what kind of wrestling you've been watching, I always welcome a message, whether it's you sending me a message at ChrisThings on Instagram, or whether you're swinging me an email that you can find on christhings.com.au. No matter what, I always want to hear from you. And also, if you've ever got any creative wrestling projects or creative projects in general that you got going on, I want to hear about it. I want to support you guys and your creative endeavors as much as you support me. So please let me know. And on that note, I just wanted to give a special shout out to Bradley at Wrestling Club for his amazing little illustration that he did, inspired by the Los Luchadores versus Alien Invaders show, I guess. He did his own little incredible number of like a Psychosis Clint Eastwood that just blew my mind. Man, Bradley, excellent job. And it just wows me that, anytime I do, see other people's art that I've somehow, got you in the mood to create some things, I think that's a beautiful thing. So again, if you ever make anything, if you have any wrestling art that you make of your own, please send it on to me. I'd love to see it. All right, I think that draws us to a close today. I hope everyone's had fun. Hope you all enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed a bit of that in-person experience. And I'll be back next week with, I believe, some more Match of the Week goodness, and I'll endeavour to start searching out our next wrestling artist interview guest. All right. Thanks, team, and I will see you later. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.